Thank you, Steve. Great job. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. And Friday was Veterans Day. I feel really bad that we left without thanking people for their services. I really did.
Yeah.
It kind of came and went. And in honor of Veterans Day, our next guest has such a special title here. There are many of women out there that have welcomed back a spouse after their military duty. And aside from emotional injury, some of these veterans have lost a limb. Some are paralyzed, and some just have a tough readjustment. And on the line with us right now is Barbara McNally. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you for having me on.
Sure. Barbara has written a book, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving, But Thriving. And I have to tell you, we don't have any military members in our family, so I am so unfamiliar with the whole military process. When you start thinking of people coming back from their active duty, it's an adjustment for one thing. I never even really thought of the adjustment for the wives and the families.
Right. Well, think of in your own life, if you've ever had a child that's been hurt, it affects your life too, and you feel their pain, or you might be caring for a parent or your spouse. So we can relate that when somebody we love is wounded, we're wounded too. We feel their pain, and our lives change drastically also. So as civilians, I think we can get a lot out of the book too, because there's so many caregivers out there. And also, you're right, I'm a civilian, but I've worked with military for years, and I've had a support group for the wives of wounded warriors. And hearing their stories inspires me, just the challenges that they've overcome to not only survive but thrive.
And so what, over 5 million caregivers in the United States are caring for wounded veterans. That's an astounding statistic.
Yeah, and just imagine you waited months or years for your husband to return home from a military deployment, and when you finally get the call, it's to tell you he's wounded, and you won't know anything until you see him in the hospital. And these girls are under the age of 30. They're most likely employed, so that means they're working at home and needing to work, and they need to give up their careers to go to the hospital and make life-altering decisions for their husbands, like whether or not to keep a limb, whether to keep them on life support. So it's a drastic change for these young women, and their stories are so inspiring. We love stories about heroes, right?
Yeah.
Barbara, I know this is your first book, so what happened to you personally that made you realize this is a story that needed to be told?
Well, actually, it's my second book. My first book was a memoir, and there's a lot of catharsis about writing through our lives, because we can co-create the life. We can write our stories the way we want to. And after writing my own story, I started a support group for the wives of wounded warriors, because they wanted a voice and they wanted to be able to tell their stories. But actually, the impetus for writing this book, I was driving across the Coronado Bridge, and I saw a man jump to his death. And I did a little digging, and I found out he was a wounded warrior who felt like he had no other options. And I thought of his wife and his mom and his family, and I was working with the Wives of Wounded Warriors. I have a background in physical therapy working with wounded warriors, and I thought, I want to write a book of hope with resources, tools, and stories to help the wife and the mom help her husband and her family heal from the wounds of war.
Now, you have a collection of various women's stories about the adjustments. Were the women very anxious to participate in this book, or were they a little hesitant at first?
Well, surprisingly, I had so many stories, I could have written 3 books, but I had to limit them down. So I got a broad cross-section so that everybody could relate to one of the stories. So, because healing is so individual, all the injuries are different, but we all heal differently. So some women felt like, you know, who knows our wounded warriors or our spouses better than the wives, right? So the wife kind of could see which tool and resource might help her husband. For example, the first chapter is about fly fishing because her husband used to fish, and together they found Project Healing Waters, which is throughout United States fly fishing, and that was a way for them to get out of the isolation and kind of recreate their lives. So, yes, all the women really wanted a voice. They really wanted to tell their stories. So that wasn't a problem, finding it was more limiting and trying to get down to the size of a reasonable book.
Barbara, how does the spouse of somebody who comes over, somebody who has served time and they come back home, how does his or her husband or wife understand how often, if at all, to talk about what happened over there?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, none of them are prepared. None of us are prepared for a tragedy. So what we do, well, in the book, I have a whole chapter on post-traumatic stress and suicide. So I can't answer that simply. Let me think for a minute. What we mostly need to do is be there and help them grieve. And the more the wife understands about post-traumatic stress, the better she is able to help him heal. And the more she understands the signs of suicide, the more she's able to help him heal. So this book, even though it's not a self-help book, it does have a lot of resources for programs out there that help the women. And my signature event is Spa Day, which is Support, Purpose, and Appreciation.
I love the name of that, Barbara, Spa Day.
Thank you. Yes, and I've had that for over 8 years, at least twice a year. And women from all over the United States come. And back to the question about how to ask your husband questions. We have guest speakers to educate the wives about post-traumatic stress, and plus the women just sharing each other's stories, realize they're not alone, and they help each other through that challenge of how do we help our husbands heal, because often they don't want to talk about it, and that's okay. You know, it's important that the women know how to help and how to keep the home as peaceful as possible and less chaotic. So it's a personal growth for the women to learn the skills, because they're not prepared for this tragedy.
Well, that's it. Some of these women, as you mentioned, as their husbands are in the service, they're working to support the family. So they have absolutely no training in this when their wounded husband comes home.
Absolutely. And I was just in Washington, D.C. last week, TV and radio, and I did go to see all the memorials. And one interesting fact is in World War II, for every 7 that were killed, 1 came home injured. Today, for every 1 person that's killed, 7 come home injured. So I learned a lot. I just think that's a fascinating fact that there are so many more wounded coming home now, which is good. We're saving lives. But as a society, I think this book is great to educate all of us on the wounds of war so that we can all help the wounded warriors and their families heal and not leave it all just on the spouse.
And Barbara, when you say they're coming home injured, you're referring to both physical injuries and emotional injuries, aren't you?
Right. And post-traumatic stress is kind of a new word, but it used to be called shell shock or soldier's heart. But the difference is people didn't used to live through war, as I just shared that fact from World War II. Now, rarely will somebody die. So people are living through war, and they're coming home with not just physical injuries, but invisible wounds and visible wounds. They're coming home with both, right?
All right. The book is called Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving. We're talking to the author, Barbara McNally. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200 is the number to call if you have any questions or comments for Barbara. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. We're talking to author Barbara McNally about her new book, Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving, But Thriving. Now, this is something, Barbara, that we need to talk about, but have people discussed this so much before your book? I mean, I guess when someone comes home from military service, their life changes in oh so many ways. And now these women are just getting together to help one another get through it. And can you get through it?
Absolutely. And that's why the book's so inspiring. In some cases, life after injury can be transformative in overwhelmingly positive ways. One story is Fiona's husband, Patrick, lost both his legs in an IUD explosion in Afghanistan. And initially, the shockwaves of his injury threatened to derail their entire life. But during Patrick's recovery process, his scientifically inclined wife began studying advances in artificial limbs. And she went on to earn her master's degrees in prosthetics and orthotics. And she found the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team for her husband. And they both travel the country playing for the Wounded Warrior Amputee Softball League. And she helps all the men with their prosthetics. And every summer, they sponsor a week-long camp for children without limbs to learn that life without limbs is limitless. So their life was transformed, and they both grew just extremely, you know, within personal growth, and they found great resources out there. So,
can I just say I got goosebumps when you explained that? It is really a happy, lovely story. I would imagine, though, not all stories are great like that and have a happy ending.
Well, no, but we all love stories about heroes, right? Back to the man on the bridge. I say, you know, we're all on a hero's journey crossing that bridge, and we love to hear about people that make it to the other side. It gives us hope, and we all need those resources and tools and help to make it across our journey to the other side. So this book is inspirational, first for caregivers, that there is hope, and these are women that have found it's their stories. It's not mainly a self-help book, but these women have found, told their stories and found how their life's been transformed, and we call it post-traumatic growth, how they've grown as people and become stronger and become our hidden heroes.
Barbara, this text came... Oh, go on. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So I found this story is really inspiring for my own life to overcome my challenges, too.
Here's a text that has come in. What about the husbands whose wives come home? How are those situations similar and or different?
That's a good question. I do have a chapter, and I highlight Tammy Duckworth, who's your, from Chicago,
yes, she was
right?
Just elected.
Yeah.
Senator.
There's a chapter on her, and she says, you know, my limbs were blown off in Iraq, and because my limbs were blown off, people are listening to me. I'm not going to get my limbs back, but it gives me a platform to talk about the things that are important to me, such as jobs, education, and veterans' welfare. So she's a great hero, and I'm so excited for her winning. Just because, and there are actually 27 veterans from both parties now in Congress, so I'm super excited about that. But there's a whole chapter on women who have been injured and their husbands who are caregiving for them. Because our military is 16% women, and that number keeps growing. But to answer your question, the difference is most men already have a career, and they don't give up their career when their wives are injured, which is a good thing because then they don't get resentful and they don't leave the marriage. So most of the stories in the book, these women, like Fiona, got her own career. She didn't just stay home and feel sorry for herself because lots of times that gets resentments going, and then they leave the marriage. So healthy self-care is super important, and men tend to know how to do that. And women, I encourage, that's why I call it spa day, to keep care of themselves first. As the flight attendant says, put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on somebody else. So healthy self-care is super important for caregivers.
And SPA stands for Support, Purpose, and Appreciation. Do you have a website for many people who have questions or comments and would like to get the book Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife, Not Just Surviving but Thriving? Because really, Barbara, this is definitely a book of hope for people out there.
Right. Just Google Barbara McNally or Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife. You can get the book on Amazon. And I'd love to interact with you through my website, my blog, Twitter, and you can sign up for Spa Day. Or if you're a civilian and buy the book, maybe there's one of these philanthropies you want to get involved with, such as Wounded Warrior Amputee League or Project Healing Waters. Another positive of researching for this book is I found there are some really great philanthropies out there. And I'm really excited that, yeah, America is great. We've got a lot of great healing that civilians are doing for our military. There's no better way to say thank you for your service than helping with one of these philanthropies.
Definitely a book of hope, and really giving up is not an option, is it?
No, I say suicide's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And yeah, there's 22 military suicides a day.
A day.
And we definitely want to prevent that. So this book's a book of hope for anyone, caregivers or civilians who care.
Great job on this, Barbara.
Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, the book is called Wounded Warrior, Wounded Wife. Her name is Barbara McNally. Pick it up. It's a good read. Thanks, Barbara. Have a good week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. We've got news next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.